your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Seventeen-year-old Georgia country artist Raven Breaux is my guest on the show today. She's received several awards from the Georgia Country and Gospel Music Association, including awards for vocalist, songwriter, and entertainer of the year. She's here to talk about her music career, her influences, songwriting, and much more. Plus, I've got a couple of her songs to share. Let's welcome Raven Breaux to the show. Hey, Raven.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are things in Dalton, Georgia?
Pretty boring, actually.
Not too much going on?
It's really hot.
Yeah, pretty much same up here in Ontario. A lot of hot weather for the summer so far.
Yeah.
Now, your start in music, can you take us back? You're just 17 now, but take us back, Raven, to when you first discovered music and started to sing.
Okay, well, I was about 5 the first time I ever sang, and it was kind of an accident. I begged my mom to sing in my school talent show, and she didn't think I could do it. And I ended up singing a song, and everybody just thought I had this really big voice for such a small little thing. So that's kind of where I got my start, but I didn't start professionally singing until I was about 10.
Wow. Now, what was the song, do you recall, that you performed that got everybody so excited?
It's called Baby, You're No Good.
Is that a Linda Ronstadt song?
Probably. It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah, or Carly Simon is one of those artists. It's a great song. So did you say it was 10 that you started professionally?
Yes, around that time. I'm not sure if that's entirely correct, but I know that was around it.
Somewhere in that age. Wow. Now, when did songwriting become part of all this, Raven? Because that's pretty young to start writing. When did you write your first song?
Well, I mean, I was probably about 12 or 13 before I started realizing that I needed to get into the songwriting. And I did have help with my first few songs from, I had my music done by Steve Ballew. He helped me on Hey Hey Honey, writing the instrumental part to it, and Loser Hotline,
right,
which you'll hear later. And
yep.
He passed away a few years ago, sadly, so we all really miss him. And Hey Hey Honey was co-written by Barbara Wilkinson, so I've had help with those, with a few of my songs, and of course my mom, she's helped me out too, but it just, you have to sit down and think about it.
For sure, yeah, these ideas don't just sort of pop out of nowhere. You've got to sit down and focus on the songs. Do you find that it comes pretty easy once you sit down and get to writing? Does it flow out?
Sometimes, I mean, I have to be kind of mad or really upset about something to really write. I can't just sit down if I'm in a great mood and write a song.
Right. You really got to feel that emotion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Barbara Wilkinson's name, I've seen it around online at things to do with songwriting and that, so she must have been a great help. And are you still working with her now?
I haven't really worked with her since we co-wrote Hey, Hey, Honey, but she was really, really fun to work with, and she got that song perfect.
Now, let's talk about some of your influences. Raven, who are some of the artists that you grew up listening to and are still listening to that sort of inspired you to want to do music?
Okay, this might sound a little weird because I am a country singer, but I didn't start out that way at all. I was definitely leaning towards pop and hip-hop and all that stuff when I started out. So my biggest influence was Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
But now that I've really gotten into country and really know that that's exactly what I want to do, I'd have to say, like, Carrie Underwood, Patsy Cline, all those girls are just great. I like Gretchen Wilson and Miranda Lambert, too, so they're just real big inspirations.
Yeah, those are great artists. Miranda Lambert and Gretchen Wilson, they both can get some attitude in their songs, right?
That's me. I got
that's
plenty
of it. That's your
middle
name, attitude?
Yes.
So what's a live performance like when you're on stage with the Raven Breaux band, your band that performs with you? What's a concert like? What can people expect?
We do a lot of different music, so you can expect probably some Southern rock, definitely. Like I said, Miranda Lambert, Gretchen Wilson, some good country stuff, and I've recently started getting into a lot of the traditional, so Patsy Cline, stuff like that.
Now, where you are in Georgia, most of us would associate that with country music, you know, sort of overall or a large part of it. Is that the case, or have you been able to win some of your friends over to country music, some of the traditional stuff that they might not have known about?
It's really, really hard around here because, I mean, Dalton, Georgia is a very small town, and everybody's kind of set in their ways, so not many people listen to country music, but the people that do just love it. And, yeah, they do listen to a lot of the traditional stuff. You see a lot of pickup trucks around here, so.
And when you perform the music now, some of your friends who might not have known about these people like Patsy Cline, because that's going back a ways now, they probably can enjoy it because you're singing it.
Yeah, I do. I put a little bit of a spin on it, so it's not just like they did it. So I think my friends would probably like it the way I do it if they don't love traditional music.
That's interesting. So what kind of spin do you put on it? How would you describe what you do to a Patsy Cline song?
Well, I probably would raise it a little bit because I have kind of a higher voice than she does. I can't really do crazy all that great that low. It's kind of low for me, but I do have kind of a lower and higher voice. I just mix it up. And then I put, like, I guess you could call a riff on it.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, it's nice to modernize these things. Do you do Walking After Midnight?
I have in the past, but I have not picked that one up. But since you mentioned it, I just might have to.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's a fun one. It's got a good beat to it and everything. Let's turn to one of your songs now, Raven. We've got a couple of them to share. This first one is Hey Hey Honey, which you talked about writing. Can you give us a little story maybe behind the song, writing it, or maybe a little bit about what it's about?
Sure. It's a little awkward, this one is, because it's about my ex-boyfriend. Of course, we all have those. But it was a great song. I still love that song, no matter how much I hate the guy. So, yeah, it was written about him. It's all about him. But it is a really good song, and it has a great tune. And it'll get stuck in your head, I promise.
Definitely. Let's share this now. On the line with us from Dalton, Georgia, this is Raven Breaux, and here she's singing Hey, Hey, Honey.
Danger and speedy, crazy, fast on a thrill. I don't beg for no
And that is Raven Brough from Dalton, Georgia, and her song, Hey, Hey, Honey, here in the country. And we've got another song coming up from her a bit later. Raven, I wanted to ask you about going into the studio to record these songs. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I'm a little hyper, so it might take me a minute to settle down, but it's a lot of fun, especially who I record with. So, I mean, it's like just going in and you get to do it a few times, and they tell you exactly what you did wrong, and you go back and fix it. So it's a lot of fun. I love recording.
Now, so would you go over the same song three or four times till you got it right?
Yeah, I mean, you get to practice it once or twice, and then you go through it, and they tell you, okay, you need to do this here, maybe sing a little higher here, a little lower here. They just critique you and help you out, and then you just go on about another song.
Very cool. Now, are you currently writing any songs at the moment? Do you have any on the go that you're pretty excited about getting back into the studio with?
I am. I have two right now that I'm super excited to get recorded. One is called The Storm, which me and my mom wrote about all the tornadoes that went through a few weeks ago.
Right.
Since it was all around me, I kind of felt like it was just the right thing to do to go ahead and write a song about it. And it's really close to the heart, and I love that song.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Isn't that that's evidence something that country music does so great is tell stories about real life, doesn't it? And things
yeah.
people go through.
Yeah, and then I have another one that I had help with too. Ron Aikens, who was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, he wrote this song for me. And I'm super excited to get it recorded because it just puts my feelings of that breakup with that particular song you just heard, Hey, Hey, Honey,
right.
written about that ex of mine. So it's called I Don't Need You.
Now, so that's cool. He was able to take your feelings and write a song about it, and he captured it. Sounds like he captured it just right.
He did. I mean, I heard it, and I was just like, I have to have this song.
So did you talk to him about the experience? Is that how he knew what was going on?
I think he probably knew about it through Facebook. I sometimes put my feelings out there just a little too much. And, yeah, we're friends, so he probably got it through there, too.
Very interesting. That's cool. Now, you're talking about writing songs with your mom. Do you come from a musical family?
No, my mom's more poetic than us. She really can't sing. No one. My brother can pretty much sing a little bit, but he doesn't like to do it professionally, just for fun, like at karaoke and stuff, but... Nobody in my family can sing. We're really not sure where it came from.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that you picked it up, but there's nobody directly you can sort of point to and say that's where it came from?
No, I know. Most everybody's like, well, my dad can sing, so can I. And I'm like, yeah, no.
But that's great that your mom can write lyrics because that's such an important part of country songs.
It really is. I mean, if you can't write, then you're just going to have issues.
Yeah, you got to tell the story, and you can't. I mean, in pop music, you can get away with some repetition, and maybe people don't know exactly what's going on because it's not a full story. But you got to do that in country music. You got to spell it out and make it pretty clear, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, just aside from music for a moment, although this could tie into music, is there somewhere in the world you've always wanted to travel to, Raven?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I go to Nashville all the time, so that's definitely not it. Although it's great, and I love going up there and walking down Broadway. I'll be there Thursday. I'm super excited for CMA Fest. I have
great.
Always wanted to go to Barcelona, Spain. Don't know why, but it just seems so amazing.
Wow. Have you seen it like on television or in books, or what brought you to your attention?
I think when I was younger, I saw that movie, The Cheetah Girls, and it was in that one, yeah.
Okay.
Going to go back to that one.
Yeah.
And then this year in school, we learned about Greece a lot, so that would be my other choice.
Ah. Sounds very, yeah, like a romantic, kind of picturesque type of traveling, isn't it?
Definitely.
Now, okay, we talked about food there, traveling, but food. I wanted to ask you about your favorite food. Is there a restaurant around Dalton or just a favorite food that you enjoy eating?
Okay, I have two types of my favorite foods.
Okay.
First of all, I'm half Cajun, so I definitely like me some Cajun cooking. I can't get enough of that stuff. rice, anything. So there's a place called Copeland's. It's up close to Atlanta, and, man, I want to go there so bad. I'm about to run out the door right now and want to go to Popeyes. So that would be my first favorite. And then I have this weird love for pasta all the time.
Really? So spaghetti?
Not spaghetti, like baked ziti, anything other than spaghetti. I don't like spaghetti.
And is there a good pasta place around your area?
There's a place called Provino's in Chattanooga that's pretty good. Love that place.
Nice. And just sort of to wrap up sort of a fun segment there, aside from music, television shows. Now, what is on the top of your list as far as TV shows right now?
Oh, Lord. I like The Vampire Diaries. It comes on the CW on, like, Thursdays, I think.
Yeah, vampires are really popular these days, aren't they, with True Blood and Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, it really is. And I only got started into that particular series because I read all the books. So that's the only reason I watched that. But it's definitely my favorite. And then I like Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family.
Oh, okay, nice. So is that a family show? Or?
They're more towards the teen, I think. But
okay.
I'm pretty sure families watch it too. So it's ABC Family, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Well, let's turn back to the music, Raven, and we've got another song from you. You talked about, we didn't talk too much about this one earlier, but maybe I'll get you to tell us the story, called Loser Hotline. I'm taking it's not a love song.
Sure it is. It's a hate you love song. I wrote this one about just, it kind of came out of nowhere, actually. I really didn't get too much inspiration from this one. I mean, past breakups, of course. I haven't really dated that many people, so I can't say that I have too much rage. But just from that, and there's always that one guy that you're just like, oh, he bothers me so much. And this is definitely what a girl would say if she was really mad.
Awesome. Well, let's share this now. This is Raven Bro and Loser Hotline here in the country.
But you need to pay for your crime.
17-year-old Raven Bro joining us on the line from Dalton, Georgia, and Loser Hotline there. So you got to get some of that anger out and put it into that song.
Definitely.
On the subject of duets, Raven, is there someone, I mean, there's so many great country music artists, male artists, is there one you would love to record a duet with at some point in your career?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have no idea. I like Josh Turner. I mean, low voice. And, of course, I'd always want to do one with Michael, William Michael Morgan.
Definitely. Isn't he a great artist? And as you know, I've had him on the show over the last year at some point. And what a great voice. Young guy and a great voice.
Yeah, we've done a few duets before, but we were way too young to put it out there. Just both of our voices have changed so much, we decided just be better to throw that one away.
But it would be great to hear you two sing together, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, as I say, he's got a great voice, and he sings really good traditional stuff. He's got some recordings of some old Merle Haggard songs, and that's always great to hear.
Yeah, I'm definitely a sucker for a guy with a low voice.
Is there anybody that you want to meet in the country music world that you'd like to meet, maybe, you know, spend a lunch hour just kind of talking about the business and getting some advice from them? Anyone like that, somebody you look up to?
Definitely Carrie Underwood. I would love to sit down and just chat with her.
Now, were you following her when she was, you were younger then, of course, but when she was doing her big thing on American Idol, getting her start?
Actually, I did not like her on American Idol. I was a big Bo Vice fan, actually. But afterwards, when she started getting all her other stuff out there, I loved her. So loved her since then, but I didn't watch her that much on American Idol.
I guess, yeah, your heart was set on Bo to win, right?
Yeah, I think my family was more towards the rock side. We really didn't start getting into country till I started singing it when I was about 10. So I think it was a little bit either after that or before that that she was on American Idol. So I don't know if I was really into the whole country thing yet.
Now, is Bo Bice, is he from the Georgia area?
I think he might be. I mean, I think I've met his mom before, and she's a really nice lady, I think.
Nice, yeah. For some reason, I was thinking he was from that area. I could be wrong, though, but I actually interviewed him about a year or so ago. He was a great, nice guy and great songs, and he's doing some country stuff now, or country rock anyway, which is really cool.
I really like him.
So, a nice guy. You were mentioning you're heading to Nashville for CMA Festival later this week. What do you love most about Nashville?
Oh, Lord. Well, I love Broadway. I love getting to go into Tootsie's. I mean, that's one of my favorite places. I can't get enough of standing up on top of that speaker singing to all the drunks.
So you've actually had a chance to get up there and sing?
Yes, I have. I've sang in there a few times for their open mic night, and then they let me get up and sing when I come in there. So it's just a really cool place. I love that place.
Have you had a chance to see people perform there who went on to become famous? Did sort of like you got to see them when they were starting out or halfway up the ladder?
I have a few friends that I know that have sang there that are making their way up. They haven't quite hit it yet, but I haven't really seen anybody that's totally famous yet in Tootsie's. I know a lot of people from around here that have.
Nice. Yeah, it's a place a lot of the artists get a good start at and then go on to do so well and become big names. Now, you've also performed at the Wild Horse Saloon?
Yes, it's real close to the Hard Rock in Nashville. It is just the coolest place ever. You walk in and there's these horses all over the place, not real ones, of course, fake. But they're hanging from the ceiling and their stage is huge, probably the biggest stage I've ever performed on.
Wow. Now, do you get nervous before a show, or is it kind of like you get nervous and then it goes away, or how does that work for you?
I used to get super, super nervous. So for all those people that are just starting to sing and everything and perform and they get really nervous, it's perfectly normal. It takes a really long while for you to get over that. And I still get nervous if it's like a super, super big show, but I certainly don't show it. I don't want my fans to think
that
I'm nervous. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of times it looks like somebody isn't nervous, but I'm sure even the big stars get nervous. I think that's what I've heard keeps you on your game. If you were too relaxed, you probably wouldn't put much effort into it.
No, you probably wouldn't. You can't seem lazy on stage. People get bored.
Exactly. Now, I don't think you've shot any videos yet, but are you looking forward to the day when you can shoot your own music video for one of your songs?
I really, really am. I've already got a few ideas, and I'm super excited to get to put that on film, and I get to be all prettied up, put makeup on me, wear a pretty dress.
Wouldn't that be cool? And then people start to recognize you around town and other places?
Yeah.
So now, as we're getting set to wrap up here, Raven, I'm speaking with Raven Bro on the line from Dalton, Georgia. What are your goals for the rest of this year? Do you have sort of something specific you want to accomplish in your music world?
Definitely. I mean, right now, we just now started getting my band all pulled together, and I was really blessed to find the guys that I found because they're really awesome guys and such good people. So right now I'm looking to make sure that we get all our songs down and can go through a whole set and just be perfect and have a really good energy throughout the whole thing.
Nice. And where can our listeners look for you online?
On Facebook, of course. That's where I am mostly. I really don't have like a website right now. Too much work for me. So you can just check me out on Facebook. And I still have a MySpace. I know a lot of people don't really get on there anymore, but definitely Facebook. That's where I am.
Excellent. Raven, it's been a real pleasure talking with you and sharing your music, and I wish you all the best with the year ahead.
Thank you.
My guest today has been Raven Bro, joining us on the line from Dalton, Georgia, and we had a chance to enjoy some of her great songs. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.